Courage, absolutely. I think it's the most fundamental human quality that brings about change in the world. Because all of us, frankly, all of us are scared. Everybody is scared. You know, I'm on stages all the time and people are like, how do you do that? I have such stage fright. And I'm like, I'm scared every time I get on stage, but then you do it anyway, right? Yes. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that we are scared. The courage is what leads us to do it anyway. And for me, that is the most fundamental human quality that can achieve results and change the world. And so anybody who steps forward in courage, I highly admire. And you have to do that vulnerably.
Welcome to the Three Steps to Thrive podcast, where each show will show you three simple, practical, and actionable steps to improve your life or your business. Now, here's your host, James Lamb. And guess what? That's me.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the Three Step to Thrive podcast. My name is James Lamb. I'm your host. In this podcast, we always interview successful entrepreneurs and up-and-coming entrepreneurs, and we always ask them three questions, and those are three things that they would suggest so that they can improve the business or improve the business owner. So today, I'm super excited to have Kimberly Hobscheid here. I met Kimberly a few weeks ago, and I'm thrilled to have her here. Say hi, Kimberly.
Hey!
All right, so I'm just going to read out Kimberly's bio here. She has been super successful, and it's very, very impressive. Kimberly is a self-proclaimed super connector, which we're going to ask her about in a bit. But what her thing is she gets entrepreneurs on the stages and finds them the right connections so that entrepreneurs can be stopped being overlooked and explosively grow their revenue and reach. And if you're in the early stages of business, that is huge. So listen up, folks. Kimberly is also an award-winning international public speaker, as well as a best-selling author, audiobook producer, and not a one, not a two, not a three, but a six-time entrepreneur, as if one time wasn't hard enough. Kimberly is also the creator of Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel, an active community of entrepreneurs. And how many people? I saw it once. How many people are on there now?
When we're taping this, it's 1,400.
Perfect. And these entrepreneurs, it's not just a group of people team. They're active. If you ever go on the scene, they're super active, which is amazing. And they're willing to connect. Kimberly has been a guest speaker in cities worldwide, inspiring people to get to where they want to go. And Kimberly's specialty is turning dreams into reality. Okay, so it's quite the introduction, but I'm super excited to do this interview. You mentioned you're a self-proclaimed super connector. Now, I understand what a connector is. Tell me about being a super connector.
Yeah, so it's actually, I say that I'm a joint venture super connector, but not many people know what that is. Basically, it's building relationships in business so that you can get recommended by other people about who you are and what you do. So you never have a cold introduction to a potential client, that your connections are usually warm and friendly. So a joint venture super connector is somebody who knows a lot of people and is willing to make introductions that are full introductions, not just, you know, James meet Kimberly, but hey, James has a podcast and he shows up in a big way as an entrepreneur and he helps people really get focused on their business in a big way so that they can achieve in three simple steps very easily the next level in their business.
Right. That's amazing. Your mind must be like a giant Rolodex, I imagine, because you, I know it's one thing to say you're a super connector, but it's another thing to keep all these people in mind. So tell me a little bit about relationships. How important are relationships in your world and in the business world in general?
I think they're probably the most important thing. In fact, I am a six-time entrepreneur, but I did spend time in corporate. I did my time. I actually worked in corporate for 17 years. 15 of them were great, and the last two sucked. I hope I can say that on your show. They were rough. You know, I was done. I was in golden handcuffs. I was making it, which means you're making a ton of money and you can't leave because you're making so much money and you're like, it would be stupid to quit, but you hate your job. That's golden handcuffs, right? And a lot of people are ladder climbers. There's nothing wrong with that. Building to the point where you are very, very successful is a lot of fun. But if you get to the top and you're unhappy, then it can be rough. Now, you could be unhappy for a day, a week, even a month. But if you're unhappy for a year or more, it's time to make a change, man. So that's the time, right? So I did do that. But while I was there and having a lot of fun, really, it was all about relationships. Even in a Fortune 1000 company, we didn't really advertise. Our sales team was all about going out and building relationships with our customers. And okay. I learned it from that. And in that space, I brought that into my entrepreneurship as well. It really is all about relationships.
Okay, cool. Now, I want to chat about something that you just said. And you said in your words, it sucked. Life kind of sucked in the last 2 years of your corporate gig. And that's totally okay. You know, there's a lot of, and then you told me before, because we had this conversation before, so I can bring this back, is that you left corporate just to start your own company doing the same thing in many ways. And so you kind of got stuck again. Now, my question is, to a lot of our listeners, I imagine they're looking at either leaving corporate, taking the jump into something they love, because we always talk about freedom, right? But at the same time, the temptation to do what they know, because it's... Yeah. So tell me how people can look at this kind of passion beating out safe. Like, and I totally get it. We always get scared and some of us get imposter syndrome thinking I want to take the jump, but I've never done X, Y, Z before. So can you comment a little bit about that? The first time you started out and how you kind of overcame that, that imposter syndrome?
Yeah. So one of the things that James knows about me is that there every story that is like a crash and burn story and then a thrive usually leads to another crash and burn story, right? Because that's who we are as human beings. We like run at the wall as fast as we can until we hit it and then we figure out what to do. So that was my story, right? I left corporate and I was like, I finally, you know, decided to leave and I left them in really good standing. I had great relationships at the end. I trained my successor and I was ready to go. And I'd had some businesses on the side. In fact, I'd even been so lucky as to grow businesses to the point where I had sold them, which is very rare. And then I was sort of going to be a full-time entrepreneur. And I turned to my friends and family and I was like, what do you guys think I should do? You know, and meaning well, they all said, well, gee, you were so good at what you did in corporate. Why don't you do that? Because you're great at it. And I was like, that sounds like a good idea. So I went ahead and did. And I actually hired employees. I had a team of more than 10 employees working for me and a team in the Philippines that were working remotely.
Amazing.
And it was huge, right? And I got it to $1 million. And I remember waking up one day and being like, oh no, I just built myself my very own jail cell. Mm. I had spent all these months building a business in the vein of exactly what I did not want to do, exactly what I was trying to escape from. And that was, as Brené Brown puts it, a breakdown or spiritual awakening. And it wasn't pretty, I'll tell you that. It was not pretty when I decided I didn't want to do what I had created myself. That's very hard realization.
Yes, no, that's fair. If you have, there's a number of people that I'm sure are listening to this who probably are questioning what they do, and that's totally okay, right? You can't have good without bad. You can't experience joy without hating what you do sometimes. And I think you and I have both been there, right? And thankfully got out. But tell me a little bit about if they are not sure, where would you start to point them? Would you start them with a book or some soul searching, or is there a resource you think that would be good for them? Where do you think they would start to figure it out?
So I like your statement that, you know, that there are ups and downs. It's totally true. But I would actually throw some idea fairy dust on the idea that you cannot have happiness without sadness. And while that's true, that there's both ends of that stick, I choose to believe that you can focus on the happy part, the joy part, the what you think is fun and what you love. And just like with, while we're recording this, we're in the time of COVID, right? You can think of this as a lockdown, as an imprisonment, as a really rough time. A lot of people are dying, and you can focus on that and you can experience that and have that as your life, or you can focus on the good parts about it. We have seniors who have suddenly learned how to order groceries and have them be delivered in their own house and talk to their grandkids on Zoom. We have employers who have figured out that if people can work from home and do just as good, if not better, a job working from home than having to commute an hour and a half to be at the location. We have many positive things coming out of it. We have people rallying to come up with new ideas to beat COVID. We have all kinds of positive things that are coming out on it. And when you focus on the positives, then you get to experience that in your life. So in that same vein, I would say just because you're good at something doesn't mean you should do it for a living as a business. What I would suggest is much easier than that. Focus on what you love. Focus on what gives you joy. Focus on serving the people that you would spend 24 hours, 7 days a week with. If you could, if you weren't getting paid a dime, you would still want to spend your time with these people. That's who you want your service market to be, right? And doing the things that you want to do, that is what you want your job to be. Job, and I put that in quotes. Yes. That is what you want your business to be about.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to work at something when you enjoy it as opposed to when you hate it and you dread Sunday night. So I call it the Sunday night dread test. If Sunday rolls around and you hate what's around the corner, then you know it's something time to change. Okay. You talk about a lot there, and I'm going to go a little bit off script, but that's okay. It's the way you look at things, right? Your perspective. And you mentioned that you could look at it this way or you could look at it this way. Tell me about mindset. Where does mindset sit for you and how important is that in success?
Oh, I think that's huge. I think that's really where everybody has to start. You know, are you loving it or are you hating it? And really just shifting the perspective of that. In fact, it's funny you use the word perspective because that is what I'm actually going to be doing a TED Talk in September. And that is what my TED Talk is about, being okay with shifting your perspective. And interestingly, since you brought it up, I'll share with you that when people have a belief that something is true, that the chances that they are going to change their mind about that, even in the evidence of incontrovertible proof to the opposite, they do not change their minds. In fact, a Harvard study was done on it with entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and they gave them a fact. And they said, this is true. And then they came back later and they said, actually, this is completely false. And here's the evidence against it. Yeah. And they measured what percentage of people would change to the new point of view in the face of the new evidence. And it turned out that 26% changed their mind. Not 26% stayed, like only 26% changed their mind in the face of proof. Yeah. And what's even more amazing about that is the 26% that did change their mind, they were 200% more successful in attaining their goal than the people who stayed with the original belief. Right. So when you can shift your mindset, you become a more dynamic human being. You become a more successful human being. You have the ability to be able to see things from a new light.
Yes, that's amazing stuff. It's very powerful, isn't it? I mean, we have marketing coaches and we have business coaches and we have, there's IT coaches. It runs the gamut of what you can have, but unless you believe it, none of this is going to work. Right. And, is there a source? Like, are you a big reader or where do you get this mental power from? Like, where did it start?
Well, I wouldn't say that either you have it or you don't, because I think we're all on a journey, right? So some of us struggle and more than others. And some of us don't even know we're struggling. And I think I fell into that second category. I was like, oh, I'm successful and I've made this work and I've made that work. And then every once in a while, I get poked by something and triggered, right? And I'd have this really big reaction. And one of my friends once pointed out, like, you know, that's really a very strong reaction for what just occurred. You might something there. Maybe you should go explore that little mental block that you have. Right. And I thought, I don't really have a mental block. And sure enough, you know, after doing some work recently, I was like, yep, that needed to be released. So I think if you're open to the idea that it's okay that you're just a human being on this planet on your journey, none of it is supposed to be perfect. You're supposed to be on the journey, and you don't have to pretend you have it all together. You don't have to pretend you have it all right. Everybody's here making mistakes, and none of us get out of here alive.
Yeah, that's really big, isn't it? Right. When you are human like that, and you're quite humble, you're open to support and you're open to learning new things, which is really big. So it's interesting because your bio and what you're talking about, it leads to like success and success and success and success, which is all amazing, right? And I'm thrilled for you, and I'm sure deep down there somewhere you're proud of what you succeeded. Tell me about your biggest failure though. What was your biggest failure in business, and what did you learn?
Yeah, I think there have been so many, right? I've had 6 successful businesses, and I've had many, many unsuccessful hobbies, right? And that it happens, you know, we're all doing exploring. But just these 2 examples of, you know, being in corporate, climbing the corporate ladder and being like, yes, I won, and then turning around and realizing that it was, for me, not a win at that point. Same thing when I built my own business. Yes, I got it to 7 figures, and turning around and being like, ugh, I don't want to do this anymore. And there have been many of those. And I think the very idea that we're flawed human beings, that we are vulnerable, and that it's okay to live your life as, you know, this is who I am. And I am proud of the successes that I've had. And I can share with other people what they can do to avoid hitting some of the walls I've hit. That's great. That doesn't mean I'm a genius in everything, right? There's plenty of things I need my friends for and my colleagues for and community for. And I'm a big fan of not trying to do it all yourself. We are, as entrepreneurs, one of the biggest mistakes we can do is feel like that solopreneur means that we have to do it all ourselves. And, you know, we're not all of us are really good at legalese. Not all of us are really good at SEO. And some of us can't spell SEO, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. Just do what you're good at. And that's the gift that you're bringing to the world. So be vulnerable, be open to having other people help you, and make, you know, make your contribution to the world the best you that you can give.
Yeah, it's super valuable too, and I agree with everything you say. I mean, you and I will get the same advertisements, right, on social media. But there's a lot of things talking about, you know, and I don't mean this in any disrespect to Grant, but there's a lot of hustle and grind out there.
Yeah,
work every day and figure it out, and this is how you become successful. And there's kind of this quiet minority that is equally successful, saying, "Hey, you know what? You don't have to do it all yourself. You can seek out help." And there's all those resources that you have. Okay, I'm going to change gears a little bit. I missed a paragraph in Kimberly's bio, and there's a reason why. And it reads like this. So I'm going to start here. So it says, Kimberly is also the mother of 2 and an adventure seeker who has hiked sections of the Pacific Crest Trail, navigated Class 4 Rapid with one of Costa Rica's female Olympic medal-winning whitewater champions, sailed down the coast of Mexico on a 42 Yankee Clipper, and traversed 200 miles on horseback through Canada's Jasper National Park, which is beautiful, by the way. Her motto is live life out loud. Now, it seems like you embrace everything that you try. Would it be fair to say you're a competitive person?
Yeah, I have a competitive streak, but I do temper that with the idea that that a competition is more like a co-opetition, right? So if I'm running fast, I want to bring people with me. And that's what it is. You know, I didn't do any of those things alone. All of those things I did with my kids or with friends or with other people in my family. And, you know, I didn't sail a 42-foot Yankee Clipper down the coast of Mexico when I was 10 by myself, right? That was me and my family. I did it and I lived it and I experienced it, and it was interesting and creative, and it made me part of who I am. And it wasn't all good either. Some of it was scary and not easy. But there was parts that were really amazing. And I think owning your experiences can be very powerful, but you know, you've got to admit, or maybe you don't have to admit, but I have to admit to be comfortable with myself that you don't do that all alone, or it's no fun if you do. Like, let's have a party. Let's all do it together. Way more fun.
it's an amazing, it's a super amazing mindset, right? And it's interesting because from this competitive standpoint, and it's okay to be competitive, right? I tell my wife I'm only competitive if I can win, which I guess is the definition of competition. But, you know, it's interesting because out of this competitive spirit, you've channeled that into a really mutually supporting cooperative environment, which is neat in itself, right? You know, so I guess another question is, how do you measure, how do you measure wins in your field? Now that you're trying to support other entrepreneurs, what is an epic win for you?
Oh, I have wins every day. It's just a win for me today was a person emailing me saying, oh my gosh, this is a great connection. I never would have been able to do this with my business if you hadn't introduced me to so-and-so. Mm-hmm. That was a huge win for me. The way that I actually get compensated financially is by putting deals together. If they work, great. And I get part of the deal that works. So I'm in the win with them, right? And if nothing happens, if they don't create anything together, that's okay too. It's not actually a loss for me. It's just, we haven't built it yet. So I get paid when everybody is successful. And that makes me really, really happy. So I'm a big fan and not just win-win, but actually win-win-win. It has to be good for me. It has to be good for you. And it has to be good for our audience. This podcast, James, is an example of that. It's an excellent example of that. It's good for me. I get the word out there to a wider audience. It's good for you. You have a guest on that brings value to you and is going to bring the word out to my audience, right? And it's good for your audience that they are able to receive information from both you and me. That's a win-win-win. That's what I look for. And for me, if we're going to compete, I guess that's what I'm chasing.
Yeah, no, that's very fair. That's an excellent way to point it. Okay, I'm going to get to your 3 points in just a second. One question that I personally am curious about. Okay, you've been super successful, like I said, and I admire a lot of what you've accomplished. Tell me one personality. I'm curious. What's one personality characteristic that you admire in other people when you do a business?
Courage. Courage, absolutely. I think it's the most fundamental human quality that brings about change in the world. Because all of us, frankly, all of us are scared. Everybody is scared. You know, I'm on stages all the time and people are like, how do you do that? I have such stage fright. And I'm like, I'm scared every time I get on stage, but then you do it anyway, right? Yes. And there's nothing wrong with admitting that we are scared. The courage is what leads us to do it anyway. And for me, that is the most fundamental human quality that can achieve results and change the world. And so anybody who steps forward in courage, I highly admire. And you have to do that vulnerably.
Right. I love that. I love that so much. That's amazing. Okay, let's get to your 3 steps. So I don't know what they are, and I haven't given you any guidance. So I'm curious, tell me your 3 steps that are practical, actionable, and simple to either improve the business owner that they can take right away or improve the business. The floor is yours.
Yep. All right. It's 3 steps, 6 words. So you guys, even if you're driving, you're going to be able to get this, right? So number one, be seen. Number one is be seen. You've got to be seen in order to do anything, really. If you're not being seen, you're being overlooked. And that's the problem. So number one is be seen. If you're in an event and somebody says, does anybody have questions? That's a great opportunity to raise your hand and get on a mic. Anytime anybody hands you a mic, that's a great time to do it. Now with temperament, right? Don't be a mic hog, but at the same time, be seen. Get up there, let people see you. They want to know who you are, right? That leads me to number two, be you. Everybody else is taken, so you might as well just be the best you can be. And that means you with all your flaws and all your weirdness and all your creativity. I mean, I show up and, you know, it's like today we were getting ready and I was like, oh, got to put on lipstick, right? You know, like, awesome. All right. So, but that's just me. You're going to see, like, if you meet me in real life, this is how I sound. This is how I look. This is who I am. And if you have to show up as somebody else for your business life, it's going to be very, very difficult in the long run and very exhausting to show up as more than one person. Mm-hmm. So be you in all that you do for your home life, your family life, your work life, all of it. And that includes, for those of you who attend church, that includes church life. If you are one person at church, be that person everywhere. Some people are like, ooh, I wouldn't be able to show that I, you know, have an occasional drink at church. Well, do like what happens if you do? So that's number two, is be you. And number three, have fun. If it's not fun, it's not worth doing. So why are you doing it? Go do something else until you're having fun, right? And when I did have my breakdown, my spiritual awakening, as it were, I actually left my own business. It was a Wednesday, and I went out on a mountain, and I'm like, I'm just not going in. Because it wasn't fun anymore. It was my own business and I had to walk away from it. And I stayed on that mountaintop until I could find fun. And it was rough, you know, it wasn't an easy time, but I knew it wasn't fun anymore. So I knew it wasn't right and I had to make it right again. So yeah, those are my tips. Be seen, be you, and have fun.
That's super powerful too, right? It's kind of what, you know, especially the last two, be you and have fun, are kind of what we're all looking for. Right. When we talk about freedom, we don't just talk about financial freedom. We don't talk about freedom to family. We talk about freedom to be yourself, which is amazing. Okay. If people wanted to, because, you know, and we've talked a lot about collaboration and cooperation today. Tell me, if people wanted to be introduced to you or wanted to join Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel, what is the easiest way for them to do that?
Yeah. So Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel is a supportive community of entrepreneurs and everybody's welcome. It's a free community to join. Just check it out on Facebook. If you're not a Facebook lover, you can go to my website, which is entrepreneursrocketfuel.com. Mostly it points you to the Facebook group though, because I'm all about community and sharing our experiences with other entrepreneurs. So come join the community, join the conversation. We'd love to have you. And then bring your stuff there where you can actually bring, you can share with us your free lead magnet. You can share with us your upcoming events. You can ask for help. You can offer help. It's basically a supportive community of like-minded human beings. And as long as you're going to be you while you're doing it, then you're welcome.
Awesome. And let's be honest, if you want to be seen, you have to be on Facebook anyways, because that's where, you know, as weird as it sounds, I know there's LinkedIn, but these days to kind of network and get out to the community, and you got to do it. And as I understand, Thursdays are wine day.
Oh yeah, we did have during quarantine cocktail hour. We had quarantine cocktail hour on Thursday nights. That has wrapped up. We are actually doing a new event. So stay tuned. You guys have to watch and see what comes up next. But yeah, that was a good time. We'll have other networking events. There's tons of stuff to party in Entrepreneurs Rocket Fuel. Lots of good stuff there.
Amazing. Well, I really appreciate you being on the show, Kim. Any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Oh yeah. So I'll just give you the thing I always say to everybody, which is, if you're not being seen, you're being overlooked. If you're not being heard, your message is not getting out there. And if you are not being clear on your message, then it won't resonate and won't have the impact that you want to have on the world before you go. So be seen, be heard, and be clear.
That's amazing. Did you just give me two more tips to live by? I think three, not five, but hey, whatever works, right? That's amazing stuff. All right. Kim, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. And there were some...
You're amazing. I love your community. It's absolutely phenomenal to be here. What a superstar and powerhouse you are. It's a delight to be here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Listeners, again, I'm going to put in the broadcast notes if you want to contact Kim, and I encourage you to do so, because you know what? There's no cost to this. It's only upside that you get. So if you're struggling a little bit, or you need some exposure, or want to be connected, Kim is certainly the person you want to see. And team, if you enjoy this podcast, please, 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 again, subscribe and rate and review it, because to be seen for us, we need as many reviews as we can. So if you enjoyed this today, please do that. That little bit goes a long way in our world. So appreciate it. Again, 3 Step to Thrive. Thank you again to Kim. And we'll see you next week, same time and same place.
Don't forget, if you love this podcast, please leave a review. One of my goals is to support as many entrepreneurs and small business owners as possible with these simple, actionable, and practical tips. My team and I spend countless hours finding great guests who are experts in their field, and these people 100% volunteer to be on this show. And one of the best ways to help other people find this podcast is with your review. So if you would be so kind and subscribe and leave a review, this show can get out to more people, and I would be forever grateful. So thank you in advance. Okay, guys, thanks so much once more for tuning in. See you next week, and have a great few days.